Welcome to the Mama Truth Show, where soulful mamas embrace the whole truth of the messiness and magic of motherhood. Check us out at mamatruthshow.com. Here's your host, Amy Ehlers, the wake-up call coach.
Happy Mama Truth Monday, Mama. It's Amy Ehlers here, your host of the Mama Truth Show. And I wanted to tell you something really cool. My team just set this up for me. If you have not yet received your free copy of the Sacred Self-Care for Moms guidebook, I really want to encourage you to do so. And you can now do it through text. So simply text 444-999. That's right. You can take out your cell phone, or if you're listening on iTunes right now, grab your cell phone and text 444-999 with the word Mama Truth, no spaces. Send Mama Truth to 444-999, and it will give you instant access to the free Sacred Self-Care Guide for Mamas. And you are going to love it if you haven't done it, and let me know what you discover with it, because the process in it, I know, has been incredibly powerful for me and for all of the Mama Truth Circle clients and for all the mamas that have been going to Mama Truth retreats and all of that stuff. And I would love to gift that to you. So definitely check that out. You can also grab it at sacredselfcarebook.com, sacredselfcarebook.com. Okay, now on to today's show. So today we're going to be talking about mothering during dark times, really mothering during those dark nights of the soul, as it is called. And, you know, last year, I haven't talked about it a lot publicly, but last year in 2016, I definitely had a very dark night of the soul. I had a very dear and close friend of mine that had gotten diagnosed with stage 4 cancer in late or really mid 2015, and I was there to walk with him and his beloved fiance through his cancer adventure as we started to know it. And it was really quite a journey. And one of those journeys where, you know, you just pray for the miracle. You pray for the miracle, the spontaneous remission, that, you know, he would be here with us still. And he actually passed away on March 5th, 2016, on my youngest daughter, Evie Rose's 2-year birthday. She's now 3. So we are over the 1-year hump of watching him transition. I was actually there when he passed away. And, you know, the loss of him and the way that things rolled really sent me into one of those dark nights of the soul, watching just the body shut down in that way. And any of you, I know so many of us have had our lives touched by cancer, whether maybe you've weathered your own cancer journey or are doing so right now. And if that is the case, my beloved one, I'm sending you so much love as you navigate those waters. And I know that there's many, many stories where people make it to the other side. So I want to really acknowledge that as I tell this story. And I know for many of you, you've lost someone that you've loved to cancer. I actually, my husband's birth mom, or actually not birth mom, but adoptive mom, passed away from cancer, and we watched her journey as well. And it was a very quick 6-week journey from the time we found out to the time when she passed away. And she was a lot older as well. And so for whatever reason, well, and for all the reasons, right, this particular adventure and situation and challenge and path really brought me to my knees and brought me to that dark night of the soul. And I think for me, it really, I feel like I'm being very vulnerable right now, just so you know. I know sometimes people don't like it when people say that, but I just want you to know I'm feeling like, wow, I'm feeling so exposed right now and so raw. But you know, for me, it was just one of those times when I had to come to terms with death and had to come to terms with that no one here gets out alive. And I think even more so had to come to terms with that we don't get to choose, consciously choose anyway, how or when we're going to die. And I think for my friend, the thing that was hardest is he felt like he had so much more to live and to give. And he really thought that he was going to come out of it with a spontaneous, miraculous recovery that he would write about and teach about. And he got his miracle in the form of dying. And I really do believe that it was a miracle, especially after seeing what was going on, the horror show of what was going on in his body. But it really hit me hard and made me just really question all of my beliefs about death, about dying, about what we get to create and what we don't get to create, about where we're powerful and where we're not powerful. And it had me really bow down to the great mystery of life. And it sent me into a very dark night of the soul that I feel like really just at the beginning of 2017 is when I feel like I've been coming out of it. And so for any of you that are in a dark night of the soul right now, first of all, feel you over there. I have chills right now as I say this, but just I feel you over there. And if you're going through that, darling, I feel you. I see you. I'm sending love. I'm sending angels. I'm sending Mother Mary. I'm sending the archangels. I'm sending all of the help, all of the fairies, everything that I can over to you as you make your way through to the other side. And I promise you there is another side and that you will come through. And I really think motherhood is such a gift in some ways during dark nights of the soul. This was the first dark night of the soul that I went through as a mom, and definitely probably the darkest one I've ever had. I'd gone through, as I mentioned, my mother-in-law passing away from cancer, and then also my husband's birth mom also passing away from suicide, actually. And then 7 months later, his adoptive mom died. So it was definitely a double whammy and a huge dark night of the soul. But I wasn't a mom during that time. And so going through those dark times as moms is profound. And I know that if you're in one of those spots, or if you're thinking back at a time of when you were in one of those spots, it's like just getting the kids out the door in the morning or getting your baby fed and changed can feel like agony. It can just feel so difficult and so hard. And so I want to acknowledge that the basic functioning when we're in an existential crisis like I was is freaking hard. And I feel like there's ways that we can do it. And this is when we can rely on our resiliency. This is when we can rely on the part of us. And there's a way in which we can almost compartmentalize. And in my show next week, I interview the amazing Liana Silver and talk about her book, Feminine Genius. And she talks about this a lot, dark night of the soul, shadow work as a woman. And one of the things that she talks about is a way in therapy, and I think this is so powerful, that we can actually shelve our darkness, our existential crisis, our dark night of the soul, that we can actually say to our brains, say to our bodies, say to our energetic systems, say to our spirits, we're going to put that on the shelf right now. And after the kids are off, I'll take a bath, we can cry, and we can talk about it again. That we can actually do that internally. And I know as a mom, you've had that experience, right? Where we can, as new moms, put the sleep deprivation on the shelf and do what needs to be done to make sure our baby gets fed, right? We've had that experience. We've walked through that experience where we can go through the craziness and the beauty and the richness and the insanity of childbirth and then go right into nursing the baby all night or bottle feeding or whatever you've chosen. There's ways that we can do this. You have the strength inside of you to do this. So there's a way that you can shelf it. There's a way that you can say to the pain, I will be back to process more later. And right now I actually need to be a mom to my children. Right now I actually need to go to work so that I can earn money to put food on the table during this time. And I know for me, as I was going through this dark night of the soul, I had a very small, you know, I always have just a very small private coaching practice where I work with other business, heart-centered business visionaries and entrepreneurs. And, you know, I remember one of them saying after my friend passed away, are you okay? Can you coach? And I was like, oh my gosh, it's like a vacation getting to coach you. It was like coaching, doing the Mama Truth Show, doing my work actually saved me. It was, you know, being with my girls saved me because it was like my brain would let me function and put the pain, put the questioning, put the endless, you know, cycle of thinking about death and when is it going to happen and when is it going to happen for my girls and oh my gosh, everyone I love is going to die. Like that whole train of thought, I could put it aside to show up for my client. I could put it aside to show up for the Mama Truth Show. I could put it aside to go and lead a retreat. I could put it aside to show up for people in my life that needed me to show up. I could put it aside to be with my 2-year-old at that time and my 9-year-old at that time. Right? So there's a way that you can do that too. And I give you full permission to do that if you're in a dark time, if you're in a dark night of the soul and you need to actually be able to function. And I also want to remind you to get the support that you need. When we're in that dark night of the soul, we need the people that we can talk to about it. We need the therapist, the coach, the spiritual teacher, the spiritual mentor, whatever works for you. And if you don't know what works for you, find out what does work for you. Please don't try to navigate it alone. I had so much help when I was going through that process. I had a spiritual coach that I was working with. I had another business coach that I was working with. I had so many friends that I could talk to about the way I was really feeling and what was really going on while I was in it. And I had my best friend, my husband, who I could talk to about it as well. So please don't try to navigate it alone. So as always, I love hearing from you. Let me know. You can always email support@mamatruthcircle.com, support@mamatruthcircle.com to let me know if you're in a dark night of the soul. And you can always post to my Facebook page as well, facebook.com/AmyAylersCoach. I love hearing from you. So with that, beloved, until next week, where I'm going to be interviewing the amazing Liana Silver about feminine genius. And we talk a little bit about this too. And I was just so inspired by her interview that I decided I needed to do this show today. So thank you so much for tuning in. As always, I'm honored when you share the show with your friends and loved ones. And with that, keep embracing the messiness and the magic of motherhood. Bye-bye.
Thanks for listening, mamas. Did you know that Amy has a new ebook out? It's called Sacred Self-Care for Moms, 7 Steps to Nurturing Yourself so you can be the mom you were born to be. And you can receive your free copy by going to sacredselfcarebook.com. That's sacredselfcarebook.com. And please don't keep the Mama Truth Show a secret. The biggest compliment you can give is to share the Mama Truth Show with your loved ones and write a review on iTunes. Until next time, keep embracing the messiness and the magic of motherhood.